Hello.
Hello, is this Kevin?
Speaking.
Hey, Kevin, this is Charlie. You had called me when I was on my lunch. How's it going?
Not good. Not good at all. Basically, there is so many confusion, but I don't want to get upset with you or stuff. Please resolve the problem as quick as possible. Right now, I pay $800 to Yelp to send me like a lead, or people can call me. I check the Yelp and I take the picture of it. I can send it to you. That contracting number is there. People cannot even reach me. So many places that contract number that you guys creating, it's sitting in a Google. And this is really, really bad. Right now, I heard one customer, it's going to be a $300,000, $500,000 for me, a customer doing a room addition, and I'm losing it to the 949442. I'm not kidding, Charlie, with you over that stuff.
Yeah, so what's the number that you want to be reached at? It's the 331, correct?
Yes, 949-331-5898. Right now, I do have...
Okay.
The one that I emailed it to. Did you check the email to local support?
So, local support, that's the tech team. So, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here. So, let me see, reading the notes a little bit here to just try to fill me in, okay? So, just give me one sec. I read emails, have some leads on dashboards. I don't know if I have one, if I don't have any access to dashboards. Can you help me? Please let me know what the dashboards is. I cancel contact number on my account. Thanks for reaching out. We apologize for the inconvenience. We'll send a separate email to you. Login credentials so you can access dashboards. Okay, so it looks like, Aya reached out to you this morning and supposed to send you an email with the credentials for the dashboard itself. Okay. All right. So let me see here. I just want to see. I'm just reading through the notes. I'm just trying to catch up on this. I apologize. All right. So let's see here. I'm going to reach out to my tech team really quick.
Okay.
Joyce. Because you spoke with Joyce, correct? When you did the onboarding call?
Charlie, I don't know. Please resolve this problem. I don't know what you guys are doing to resolve it. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry about that. Like, I don't.
Right now, on the Google, I'm checking on the Yelp. It says requesting consultation. It's a 949-359-4464.
On Yelp?
Yeah. The Yelp that I paid for it for them to advertise for our company
on Yelp.
Yes, you look so at you, the university.
Yeah, so on Yelp, if you paid Yelp for leads, then Yelp is the one. I don't know why they put that number for you, but hold on, let me see, because we don't deal with Yelp. We deal with Google in general. So give me a sec. I'm trying to fix this for you really quickly. Okay. There you go. Say Irvine. Yeah, that's on Yelp. That's not all for us. So what you have to do is you have to call Yelp because
Charlie, you guys professional. What is happening? You guys creating one number for me. You didn't ask for me. That number that you guys creating is sitting on my Google, on my Yelp. So who told you to create that number 949 359 for me. The Yelp didn't know that I'm with the Yelp for last 20 years. Yelp, how Yelp knows that number is for me. You guys creating and push it to my contract. And then what is happening to me right now? My customer is calling to the numbers that is for you guys. It's not for me. You is stealing my company. My company right now, if someone call, it's going to come to that number. And you guys create that mess up. As I said, the greetings on my phone number, I was okay. Not here, like stealing my number, diverted to the another phone number. And then right now, I'm going to call that number. Who's going to answer? I have a project. So what, you said you're not dealing with the Yelp. I'm not dealing in MapQuiz. What the mess up is this?
Let me explain to you. So that number is a Google business. If we created a Google business number for you, that number is supposed to go straight to your phone. So if it doesn't, then it does need to be fixed and addressed. So I agree with you on that one. So that's what we did. It looks like on your Google business profile, because I just pulled it up right here for the Universal Builders, it has your phone number of the 949-331-5898.
I don't want to explain. Just fix it. I don't want to understand what is the problem. Why are you trying to explain to me what is the problem? I don't know, whatever is the problem that you know you are professional, resolve it. On my Yelp, it has to be my phone number is coming up. For whatever reason, it's right now, it's a Google problem or da la 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 la. I don't care. I don't want to even know that. Why are you explaining to me? To understand why is that number there? Okay, I understand. And what should I do? Should I have to just leave the customer is going to that phone number?
No, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So you call me. So now I'm just trying to like put all the pieces together. So like I understand what you're saying. And then I'm just trying to read the notes. So, but when I'm looking at your Google business profile as itself, I see the 949 number, the one that I have for the business account. And then when I go to the Universal Builders, it's showing 949-313-5894, 5898. So it's 949-313-5898. That's what I'm showing on your Yelp listing, and then that's what I'm showing on your Google business profile. Okay. Is that not the number that you want?
Do you think I don't want that number, really? That's whatever you're explaining, that you understanding I don't like my cell phone on my Google? That is what you're understanding?
So that's the one that you want, so then we're good, correct?
As my understanding, there is no question on that one. But when you type in on the Google, there is, and my company come before you enter, you can see 949, what is it, that number? 359-4464. Resolve that one.
Okay. I'm going to let my tech team know about this and then see what I can do. Because, I mean, like, I have to ask them what's going on. Because, like I said, you're telling me that the number is different. I'm looking on your Yelp listing and on your Google business.
Have any email address? It's really hard with you guys communicate because your understanding and your team is zero. I have to send the proof so many times on MapQuiz. No, I was talking with Lily. She said, MapQuiz? What is the MapQuiz? Oh, my gosh. Okay, can you do, I don't see it. It's like they don't live in United States. If I say like a Google, it's a, what is the Google? Is Google? What is the Google? Oh, Google. Okay. What is the problem? If you search on the Google, I search it easily. Right now over Universal Builders, request the consultation. There is a number and then there is a line on it. It is a 949-359-4464. This number is it's you guys. You guys creating whatever what you're doing that's creating this problem. If you click on that one and you go to the Yelp, yes, it's a 949331. But if I look at right now before click on that one, there is that number. I don't need to go inside the Yelp. I can call that number.
Can I
text it to you, that picture? You can understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can email me the picture, the exact picture.
Okay, here,
I'm going to email you right now. And then that way you can just respond to the email, okay?
Yeah,
give me one sec. Respond to this email here. Please. All right. I sent that over to you. I just sent that. So you should have that. Let's do this instead. All right, I sent that email to you, so just let me know when you send over your picture.
Yeah, I send it.
Okay. Yo. We're going to go Irvine. Okay. Huh. Okay, I see what you're saying right there. All right, now let me see something here. Okay. That's interesting. All right. And you took this picture when?
Right now.
Right now? Oh, right now you just took the picture again? Okay. Let me see. All right. Well, let me get with my tech team and see what is going on. I'm going to talk to them. When I search your company, I don't see that from my perspective on my screen, even when I just put up Universal Builders, Irvine, California.
You saw it. I already proved it to you. I don't want you to tell me you're not going to see it and there is no such a thing. There is there and then click it, please. I sent you the email. It's for 2 minutes ago. Do you want to meet one more time? We go through that process. See how you guys doing that. You have to get it right away. You are pro. People cannot explain it 10 times. If you tell me something, I get it right away. I never in my whole life I was like that much angry from people. They don't get it. They are pro online supporting my company. It kills my company. I don't get it. And they said, in my perspective, I don't see that one. I send you the email. You get it. You fix that one.
Yeah,
please.
I am going to fix that one. I am going to get with my tech team so that way we can find it. So, like, because what I'm saying is whatever I'm searching. What did you do? Yeah, let me see what you put here. Could you give me a screenshot? I should be able to. Oh, okay, no. In the search bar, when you searched, what did you put in the search? Did you put in just Universal Builders?
Universal Builders 92618 in my area. And under map.
92618. Okay, let me see something. All right. Let me change up my search here. Universal Builders. 92618. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me get on here. And then let me contact my tech team. Let me let them know what's going on and how we can fix it. Okay. And then I'm going to have them reach out to you. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. No problem, Kevin. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.